Okay, Hilchos Lashon Hara and Chofetz Chaim. Klal Yud Halacha Tes. And a Masapek Muktzak the Ram Kol Yisav Pnei Ish. V'skol Shayoyim Ashaloi B'Pnei Chaveiro. If the person who is a Masaper, the person who's saying over, again, we're talking about saying Lashon Hara to Elis. The person saying it over, Muktzak the Rabbim, Kol Yisav Pnei Ish. Right, this kol hashayoyim hashalov nechev chaveiro. In other words, he'll keep his word. Ois yudavre b'fanov. Right, v'lo yogur neish, and he's not going to be given to anybody. V'huch segam kem sechama shalo yudavre rak emes. We know that he's only going to speak truth. Mutal esavul enoshim va'avul shoyis adam chaveiro. If it's a person, he's an honest person, he's a person who never says over without permission, he's a person who won't give in to pressure, so such a person is allowed to say over advar avla, something negative that a person did l'chaveru, the idea about shalo yikavo techtafto, and we know that this person is not going to take Musar, right? A filo shalo ba'apetlosa, so such a person is allowed to say over, yeah, even if he's not being mefarsim. Again, we said earlier that you need 7 tanoim before you say avol lashon hara to elus. And one of the things we said was if you're being mefarsim it, so if you're saying it to just one person, it sounds like you're saying a secret. You're saying lashon hara just to send over lashon hara. But if you're saying it over in front of everyone, it's obviously doing it for Pearson. However, if the Mesaper, the person, is a mukzak, that he's a real kosher, so then he's allowed to do it even not in front of other people. Why? Because when this guy is saying over the Lashon Hara, we know that he's not doing it just to kiss up to you, or he's just making up lies, because he's not that kind of person. He's saying it over just for the purpose of zealousness for truth and to help those who he was guilty of. And to make everyone realize the negative actions that the people did. However, this and what we said earlier, you have to be careful. Like I said, this of course is after you do all the other pratim, that you know it for sure, it's true, that you saw it yourself, the seven pratim we saw in the beginning, doing it to Elas, you're not doing it to get any hanoah, that you gave him a chachar, that he won't take a chachar, etc. Okay. The only thing we take away from this special masaper is muksa, to always tell the truth and not to give in and not to be mechanef, is the fact that he doesn't have to do it in public. Doesn't make a difference if you're saying over that this person stole from someone, or he was mean to someone, or whether you're saying that he was Machal Shabbos, or something, whatever. Ach, b'aveir shmeron l'makom, what's the chilek? If someone did an aveira, ben adam l'makom, Shabbos, b'tul taira, veis, ein mutu l'sapra lov, afil yishmo kolapratam anal, shibib ziv beiz. Elim ken ra, lov sha'oiches ba, b'olsa kamvam amazing. Let's say you're saying over, this guy's a batlin. He's a batlin. He's mevatel Torah. Mevatel Torah. It's a beradum lemakom. It's a major issue. He's saying over a big thing over here. So if you have, but you're saying it over. You know why? Let's say someone wants to be his chavrusa. So he doesn't know the person. He never met the person. So he comes over to you and says, "I want to be this guy's chavrusa, but I want serious learning." He says, "Should I be his chavrusa?" So what do you say, right? You're going to say, "Well, yeah, great. Yeah, he'll learn a lot." When you know half the time he's not going to be a tzeder, when he's there, he's learning. So you have to tell him he's a batlin, but you have to have all the seven pratim. So if you don't have all the seven pratim, you don't know for sure, and maybe you don't like the guy, well, he says, you can't say. Say, go ask someone else, I don't know. But even if you have all of these things, you have to know, maybe over the summer he changed. Maybe it was in June, you saw him being a batlin, and now it's September, October, and someone asks you, ooh, he calls you up from Eretz Yisrael, he calls me up from Eretz Yisrael. Can I learn that guy? I heard he was in Yeshia 2 years ago. Can't say. Could be he's been learning Bahas Madaraba. Maybe over the summer, maybe over the year, he was machazik himself. So chas v'sholom, you're only allowed to say over, but on the malkum stuff, if you know that he did it a lot of times, and you know that he's still doing it. V'udavar mefursim l'kosher wasser, and everyone knows it's something which is usser. Got to clear, get the tires, everyone knows it's usser. I don't know. Everyone should know it's also, I don't know. But it has to be, because something, for instance, for instance, overcharging prices, I know it's mammon, right? Not everybody knows it's us. It's not something that everyone knows. You know, so anyway, v'ayilev chaldal sevzayin shaviyarnu dovazeh v'chol pratov. Okay, shakayach everyone. Ken zayin, we can finish the zayin if we do a little push, push, push over the next 2 days. All right, shakayach.